You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we happen to stumble across. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We have a couple of topics prepared, but sometimes we go off the beaten path and into uncharted waters.
That's right.
And we will forge ahead into a glorious new field if we must.
We push towards a brand new dawn.
Yes.
I don't know.
A glorious dawn.
A glorious dawn.
That awaits.
Of crispy noodles.
In the podcasting world. Sure.
Well, I like to imagine us as adventurers. It's true.
Yeah, I think we are in a way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Forging, you know, new paths into sports, entertainment, and odd news and everything else.
That's right. Before we delve into those topics, we'd like to do a little recap as to what we've been up to in the past week. Mike, what have you been up to? What's up in the world of Michael Costanzo? Michael Costanzo. I don't know why I went there.
I don't know why either, but...
it's a little sing-songy there.
A little sing-songy, yeah. That's all right. We dabble in the sing-songy every once in a while.
Right.
Just a little dabble. I've been dabbling in some video games recently. I played and finished a game called Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. I mentioned that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it sounds serious.
It is very serious. It's about a Celtic warrior who goes on a journey to save her lover's soul. However, the problem is that she is also battling with bouts of psychosis. And so there's a lot of mental aspects to the game, visual tricks and auditory tricks. It makes good use of 3D audio and...
Oh, right. You were telling... Yeah,
yeah, telling you about this before, where I didn't realize how big a part it would play in the game, to the point where it says at the beginning it's recommended you play with headphones, but I would say it's almost required because of the way audio works. There are specific parts in the game where you have to use the 3D audio to find your way out of different puzzles and mazes, and it helps you in combat because voices will whisper in your ear, you know, look out or behind you, and, you know, you'll dodge and, you know, an enemy will attack, you know, where you were standing. So it makes really good use of those visual and auditory tricks. But more importantly, in terms of story and in terms of subject matter, the developer, now I'm going to forget what it's Ninja Theory, worked very closely with people in the psychology community to make sure that they had a fair representation of what it meant for somebody to go through this, both emotionally and, you know, physiologically. And everybody says that it does a phenomenal job of portraying it. And they say it's a very – I say they. When I say they, I mean critics and people in the psychology community together say it's a really important game for tackling that taboo subject in the arts, something that video games hasn't really done yet. I really, really highly recommend it. It was fantastic. But in terms of story –
Did it just come out?
It just came out. It's $30 on the PlayStation Store. I think it's exclusive to PlayStation. And it's $30 well spent. It has the look, the feel, and the gameplay of a big AAA title, but it's from an indie developer who's working on their own. It's a 20-person team, but it looks like an Uncharted game, and it plays like a God of War game. It has the story of, I don't want to say a Bioshock game, but it has a really gripping story, and it deals with some really incredible subject matter. I'm just really impressed that this team was able to pull it off.
Wow, so there you go. High praise from Michael Costanzo.
Yes.
Video game extraordinaire.
Sure, why not? I'll take it. But other than that, we actually both got a chance to see Dunkirk recently.
Yeah, we just saw it before it left theaters.
Yeah, like literally the other day.
Yeah. So, sorry if we're a little late on this.
Yeah. I know. Usually, we'd like to see Christopher Nolan movies a little bit earlier than this, but, you know, things get in the way, and schedules,
I had my concerts, and you were down the shore already.
Yeah, that's, there was a whole week there where, you know, that was all taken up. But I enjoyed the movie. I used to be a real big fan of war movies. It's not my favorite genre anymore. But Dunkirk did a fantastic job of representing the horrors of war.
Yeah.
It didn't focus so much on, like, the hero worship aspect of it.
No, and I'm glad it didn't.
I'm glad it didn't do that either, because there was a while there where it's like every war movie is like, oh, look at how amazing we are. We're heroes. And, you know, and yes, that's true, but the bigger truth about war is that it's really terrifying, and it's really dark and dirty and gritty, and, you know, there's no... There's a lot of blurred lines in it, and I think the movie did a really good job of showing that.
Yeah.
About showing how desperate these people were stranded on those beaches.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that's designed to stress you the hell out. So while I enjoyed that aspect of it, I don't think, even though it's a Christopher Nolan movie, I don't think it's one that I will go see again.
It's too stressful.
It's very stress. It's a very stressful movie, and it's purposely designed to be that way.
Yeah.
Between the story element and the audio cues... it's designed to be, it's designed to make everyone in the audience feel intense pressure.
Yeah. The sound design in particular was amazing.
Yeah.
For a war movie, there wasn't a lot of gunfire, to the point where every time there was gunfire, I like jumped in my seat because I was on edge.
Right.
And it's not focusing on the battle aspects of war. That's the thing that impresses me, is it's more about the individuals and how they were coping with it.
Right. And how civilians.
Yeah. And civilians,
and how civilians were jumping into the fray.
Yeah. So it's really good. Not one of Christopher Nolan's better movies. There were some timeline issues. And
right. But I just need to be clear on this.
Right.
That's not a detriment to the movie.
Right.
See, the thing is, I personally love Christopher Nolan movies intensely. So they, to me, every single Christopher Nolan movie is like an A or an A-. Yeah. So when I say... In my opinion, it's a Christopher Nolan movie that I'm not going to go see again. That doesn't mean it's an F. I'd say it's more like a B+.
Right.
Like, it's good. My main gripe is kind of what you alluded to. There's like a random bit where Christopher Nolan jumps back and forth between the timelines.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, really? Did we really have to mess up the timeline in this? It's a historical war movie. You didn't really need to do that.
And just keeping track of things, I found it a little confusing. One storyline took place over the course of a week.
Yeah.
One storyline took place over
a day.
A day.
And one's an hour.
An hour. But they're all happening at the same time on screen. And then they intersect at different points. And it was... I don't know. I think Christopher Nolan, we joked about it, that Christopher Nolan has this obsession with manipulating time in his movies.
It's like, not a Christopher Nolan movie unless time is not manipulated.
It's like, no, Mr. Nolan. It's a straightforward, standard point A to point B story. No, no, I have to manipulate it.
Give me one scene, damn it.
Give me one scene, yeah.
Something. But,
I know, all the dialogue is run in reverse. It's like, no, Mr. Nolan, stop.
Yep. Whoa. But that's not a detriment to the movie, and I'm not saying don't go see it, because it's definitely a great movie.
Yeah, it's still a very good movie.
Yeah. But, whew, man, that was one of those movies I was kind of glad it was over, because I needed to, like, get back to the normal life. Yeah,
I was stressed. I was actually stressed out watching that movie.
Yeah.
Like,
which is the intended effect.
It is. It's supposed to make you feel on edge, very stressful, very uneasy, edge of your seat, claustrophobic at times. It was not a feel-good movie by any stretch of the imagination.
This isn't... Yeah.
It's not the type of movie you get, like, a big soda and popcorn and, like, oh, this is awesome. Like, no.
No. Yeah. But it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I saw it in the theater before it went out.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely.
Hopefully you guys got to see it in the theater as well, because I can't imagine seeing this one, like, on an iPad or something like that. It wouldn't do it justice.
We had this conversation a few weeks ago, but the big screen really helped it, I think.
Yeah. So
one of the few directors that you can make that argument for.
Yeah, so hopefully you got to see that in the theaters before it went out. Have
you been up to anything other than Dunkirk and getting ready for some nice fall weather?
Yeah, the weather's changing here in Philly, so that's good. I did a fantasy football draft over the weekend. That's when you know football's coming back.
Football.
Yep. So that was fantasy football drafts are always interesting. You never really know how things are going to play out.
You can come into any fantasy football draft and you can be like, oh, I know for a fact I'm going to go for a wide receiver, running back, first two rounds. That's what I'm going to do. And then the third round, I'm going to do a tight or whatever.
Right.
You come up with whatever ridiculous strategy that happens. But when the draft actually happens and people are making their predictions and everything is just randomized, yeah, it's just...
It's like a real draft. It's like the Eagles going like, oh, we're going to get the best player ever. And then, you know, everybody makes their picks and things get shaken up.
Right.
You know?
Right. So for the big example that I like to say is in my one league, everybody chose wide receivers. It was ridiculous. Like, it was like after the first three picks, which are pretty standard, unless you're working with somebody that likes to take a risk, for the consensus is this year, number one is David Johnson, running back for the Cardinals. Number two, Le'Veon Bell, Steelers. Okay. Number three, Antonio Brown for the Steelers.
Those are pretty safe bets.
Right. So usually those three are the first three to go. And then after that is where things kind of devolve. And then the one league I had, after that point, everybody was picking wide receivers. It was ridiculous.
I guess it's a pass-first league.
It is, but...
in my opinion, running backs are more consistent overall.
A top five running back?
Top five running back.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I was like, yoink, I'll take a wide receiver. I think we're running back twice. Go ahead. You guys are cannibalizing the wide receiving core. I'll take a stud.
Would you rather have the third or fourth best running back or the eighth or ninth best wide receiver?
Right. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So it's interesting how your strategies change based on what other people value as being important that season.
Exactly. So that's why I say you can come in with whatever plan you want to, but when the actual draft happens, you never know.
It's an interesting study. I guess that means that people think that teams that have good passing attacks are going to overall do better.
Yeah.
Because the way they're drafting.
And probably because it is a passing league now.
It is.
But still, I wouldn't sleep on... Like, for example, I got Shady. I got LeSean McCoy.
That's a good pick.
And I got DeMarco Murray, and I got Gordon on the Chargers.
Okay.
I was like, you pretty much just made up my... I'm literally going to run with that for all my games for my running back core.
It's pretty,
like,
that's a pretty solid group right there.
Because it all just fell to me. Nobody was picking them. I was like, I'll take them. So, I don't know. It's funny. There should be some sort of insights into how we do drafts, because it is. It's ridiculous if everybody starts picking one way, how it skews what's left.
I guess people will be like, oh no, they're picking wide receivers. Does that mean I should pick a wide receiver? You know, do they think that this is going to be a really pass-heavy season? And yeah, it affects how people approach their own draft.
Yeah.
Sounds like you weren't affected, though. You pretty much, you know, went to the old standby of running backs score consistent points.
Yeah. Although I would have liked to get a wide receiver in the first three rounds. But it's at that point, it's like what you said. It's like, why should I settle for the 15th best wide receiver
when
the fifth best running back's on the board?
You might as well get the fifth and the sixth best running back instead of the 13th and 14th best wide receivers.
So those are the things you have to think about when a draft hits. It's, you know, if the picks start to go one way, you have to adapt. So. Yeah.
You're like, I'll fool everyone. I'll go kicker.
No, that's a loss. That's instant loss.
Why not? It worked out so well for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they drafted that kicker in the second round, right?
No! Yeah, that's the answer.
Well, you know what? We're talking a lot about sports right now, Rich.
Yeah, so let's just dive into it.
We might as well.
Time for the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Sports coming at you in your face. And to kick it off, we try and hit a couple topics as fast as we can in the two-minute drill. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right, launching it, and there you go. What do you got?
All right, let's do it. This week in the two-minute drill, we have some football news.
What?
Surprise, surprise. But this is not good football news. Both these topics are a little bit upsetting to hear. First up, the Eagles traded longtime fan favorite long snapper John Dornbos to the New Orleans Saints for a 2019 seventh round pick. Wow, they couldn't even get a 2018 pick for him. The part magician, part long snapper has been with the team for 11 seasons since 2006. And that included some amazing highlights, such as making two Pro Bowls and being a finalist in Season 11 of America's Got Talent for his magic act. While the move does save about $800,000 in cap space, and online critics have been quick to point out that a seventh-round pick for an injured 37-year-old long snapper is a great deal, this move still upsets loyal Eagles fans. John Dornbos was such a great leader in the locker room and a really just down-to-earth guy. How's this going to affect the Eagles, Rich?
Yeah, I don't like this move either. I know on paper it makes sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense on
get
paper.
Something for an injured and old member of your team, but it's almost like loyalty. He should be here.
He
like,
should be.
I don't know. It's just a shame. He earned that right.
They couldn't restructure the deal.
Something. Yeah.
You know, keep him around for another season so he can retire as an Eagle.
Right.
I mean, I get it. It's a business, but sometimes these moves, they have rippling effects in how it affects the morale and the mentality of the team.
Yeah. So if you're willing to be this petty over this guy's contract, what, you know, then everybody's up for grabs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you made the point a few weeks ago, they're going to nickel and dime our way to extra cap space this season.
Yeah, and they're starting with Dornbos, and it'll probably keep going this season.
Well, that's unfortunate, but this is even more unfortunate, the fact that I'm out of time.
That was pretty good.
You got to roll with the punches. Yeah. I am going to read this story, though, because I do want to say this. This really caught me off guard, and this is just, if you think the Eagles made a bad move, this is an even worse move. The L.A. Chargers, because they're not the San Diego Chargers anymore, recently angered fans and made themselves look very, very foolish by waiting until after training camp to fire their long-term equipment manager. And the reason why this is such a big deal is that their equipment manager, Bob Wick, was with the team for 39 years.
Yeah.
Worst part of the news, they waited until after they moved to LA, and he moved with them to fire him.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, this
he
is
moved
a shame.
From San Diego to LA after being with the team for almost four decades, and then they're like, yeah, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah. That's an ultimate douchebag move.
It really. This is why I hate the Chargers. I've always hated the Chargers.
So keep it going, you mother effers. That's what I'll say.
There you go. So, yeah, some disappointing news in the two-minute drill. But we have some exciting news for the main topic in the sports sampler. The entire sports world was abuzz with the big fight. And,
yes.
Of course, by the big fight, I mean the Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor fight. You have one of the biggest boxers in modern history versus, I guess, I don't know who Conor McGregor is because I don't follow UFC, but he's a very important figure, I am led to believe.
Oh, yeah, one of the best in UFC.
Okay, so one of the best in two different styles of fighting. They decided to face off in Las Vegas in a huge primetime bout, brought in hundreds of millions of dollars, which is what fighting is really about, to see who is the best of all time. Conor McGregor was talking a lot of trash. Floyd Mayweather, you know, he's like, whatever. What was his record? 49-0, 48-0, something like that? 49-0. You know, let's prove it in the ring. So, this past weekend, they fought.
Yes.
And after 10 rounds,
yes,
Floyd Mayweather wins with a technical knockout.
That's correct.
Extending his undefeated streak to 50-0. What are the ramifications of this fight, though? Did you expect it to go 10 rounds?
I got to admit, when it started hitting double digits, I was like, oh, this is interesting. If he can survive another two rounds, he went the distance. But unfortunately, the referee saw that that McGregor wasn't able to consistently defend himself. Which,
yeah,
it's in the rule. A lot of people, I can't believe a lot of people were angry about that.
They were angry, what, that the ref stopped it?
Right.
Did they see the final few punches?
Right. It's in the rule book. It's plainly.
The dude was like Gumby.
It plainly states if one of the boxers cannot consistently defend themselves, the referee has to call off the fight. That's a technical knockout.
Can I just have a sidebar here? This is why we can't have nice things, people. You're like, oh, well, he should have killed him in the ring. I want my money back. No, it doesn't. That's why boxing is losing popularity. That's why football could go the same way, because people, our bloodlust is is insatiable rich. And we want these athletes to, you know, bring themselves to the brink for our entertainment and our enjoyment. And sure, of course it's entertaining and enjoyable, but you have to remember they're people as well.
Yeah.
Like, you have to keep that in perspective. Conor McGregor could not stand. Like, if those ropes weren't there, he'd be on his back. Like, do you, if you watch those final clips, like, he is not, he's not there. Like, his brain is just, it's like spam in a can. He didn't look, he was done.
Here's the thing. He was physically done. I don't think he was actually, like,
he could barely stand.
He was just physically exhausted. His legs were shaking. He couldn't get his arms up. It was definitely a physical toll that happened on his body.
Yeah, that's still not good.
Right, still not good, yeah. So don't get me wrong, yeah.
If you watch those final clips, he is like, he cannot stand. And he was just getting pummeled.
Right, because that's how Mayweather works. He doesn't do anything the first three rounds. He just studies you.
Yeah.
And then the later rounds, that's when he comes in fresh and just knocks you out.
Yeah, he let McGregor tire himself out. McGregor came out swinging. And I didn't pay for pay-per-view because I don't want to waste that type of money.
Yep.
I was following a live stream, not a live stream, but a live blog, and I'm reading about it instead of watching it. And I'm reading about it, and this one website was saying, you know, McGregor took this round, those early rounds, because he came out fast and fierce, and he was landing a lot of punches, and, you know, he looked better than people expected him to. This blog was saying that, you know, the first four rounds were all McGregor's, and then the tide started to change.
Yeah, which is exactly what I think Mayweather does.
Yeah.
Mayweather is in for the long haul. He's never in for the – he does get knockouts occasionally, but that's not his style. He waits. He just waits for that right moment.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He's a very methodical, technical fighter.
Right. And it showed in this fight, which I got to admit, there's also some other things that kind of were weird, too. There was a lot of moments where Mayweather would suddenly flip his back to McGregor, which I've never really seen in a boxing match before. And I'm really surprised the referee didn't call him out on that.
Is that not, allowed?
Yeah, because what are you going to do, punch the guy's back? what is that?
Can you punch him in the back of the head?
No, you can't. No, I know that. You can't do a rabbit punch to the back of the head, no.
So he turned his back to him. That's not allowed? That's frowned upon?
Because you're not allowed to hit from behind the back.
Okay.
So it's like,
so he's basically making it impossible for McGregor to hit him.
Right.
You can't swing around him and punch him in the front of the face from...
You can, but it looks like you're spooning with him.
He's like, come here, let me punch you in the face, baby. That got really dark.
But that was something that I was really surprised the referee didn't call him out on. Like, hey, stop doing that. Like, that's stupid. But other than that, it was an interesting fight. I was actually glad that I was able to see it.
So you actually saw it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got lucky.
Nice.
I was at a house party, and...
And somebody paid for it?
Yeah, so... You the real MVP. it was a great fight to watch. I wish it would have went the distance, because that would have been really cool for Conor.
But yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Who did you want to win?
Oh. Just for the sake of irony, I would have loved it if McGregor won, because that would have been... Vegas would have crapped their pants.
That's what I was saying. I wanted him to win just so Vegas had to pay out all that money.
Right, and that would have been the end of boxing, though. So I'm glad that didn't happen. but you know, for Conor, he really proved his mettle. He lasted there 10 rounds. Two more, he would have went the distance. So I gotta give props to him.
I was worried that it was going to end up being, you know, just a quick cash grab. It was going to be over quick, or...
No, they went a very good amount of time.
They gave people their money's worth, I think.
Yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing. I wouldn't pay for it, but that's just me.
Yeah. But overall, it was interesting. I think that's it for Mayweather. I think Mayweather even said afterwards in a post-fight conference that's the last fight that he does. For Conor, though, do you think he stays in boxing, or does he go back to UFC now?
I mean, is the thing that he wanted to get into boxing, or was this just
I think it was
a
just,
publicity thing?
Yeah, I think it was just for Mayweather.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Mayweather's done. Go out on top. McGregor, I don't know.
But do you think he goes back to boxing or UFC?
Well,
he's not done. Uh-uh.
No, he's not done. But my question is, was McGregor doing this because he wanted to get into boxing, or was it just
I think it was just so he could fight Mayweather, because Mayweather was talking trash on him.
Oh, was he? See, I don't even know the whole story. Yeah. I didn't follow it until like the day before, because I'm not a huge fan of fighting. I think he sticks with UFC.
Yeah, I think so too.
He went the distance. It's like a Rocky story. You know, he lost, but he almost went, you know, a full, 12 rounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's a win in his book.
And technically, it was the referee that stopped the fight. So right. I always kind of feel like he'll have that.
Do you think that they stopped it early? Too early?
No. The referee made the right call. He had to stop it right then and there. He wasn't able to get his arms up to defend himself. Do you have to call the fight then?
I'm watching this GIF over and over again as we're talking, and McGregor's just staggering around the ring, and his arms are just at his side. He can't put his arms up. Like,
it's actually almost maybe the worst kind of defeat for Conor personally, because mentally he's there and.
Do you think so? I'm looking at his face, man. I don't know.
Because afterwards, just like a quick minute, he was fine. He was 100% fine. Yeah, and he was shocked that it was over. But
I don't know, man. He does not look like somebody that's fine in this.
But
physically,
yeah, he's just spent.
But that's where injuries happen. Is where you get spent and you get sloppy and you twist a knee you know, you lean into a punch the wrong way.
Right.
You know, that could end up being bad.
Right. And that's why the ref had to call the match. He wasn't getting his arms up to defend himself.
Yeah.
So.
He was a defenseless receiver.
No, Mike, it's not football.
Are you sure it's not football?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Football's next week.
Okay.
It is coming. but there you go. Our quick thoughts on the big money fight, Mayweather versus McGregor. The end for Mayweather, because he announces his retirement. For McGregor, we don't know. For us, we think he goes back to UFC, but we will see. But there you go. That wraps up the sports sampler. However, don't go anywhere, because we got a jam-packed entertainment entree and then the non-fortune cookie odd news. Plenty of shows still left. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking and rolling, making sure that you get fresh new episodes of the Crispy Noodle Podcast every Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed to either our iTunes feed or our Stitcher feed, or just you're checking the website every Thursday. Why not? You can do either or.
They all work.
They all
just
work.
Just as well.
They all work. The sports sampler is done for now, but we move on to the second portion of our show. What is it, Mike?
Well, it's a very entertaining segment, of course. It's time for everything in movie, TVs, and video games. It's the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This
is the entertainment entree.
Starting off the entertainment entree this week with the meme that's going around, We Are Number One, from the classic children's show Lazy Town. Because number one, it's popular online.
It is very popular.
But number two, a serious news update. The guy who plays the bad guy in that song, We Are Number One.
Yeah.
His name is Stefan Carl Stefansson.
Okay.
But on a serious note, he had a serious cancer scare.
Oh.
He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but that diagnosis happened 2 months ago. But a recent update, according to his agent, is that he has been cleared of the cancer.
Wow.
That's pretty remarkable.
That
usually
is.
Pancreatic cancer is one of those,
yeah,
it's a grim.
Yeah, pancreatic cancer is not good.
It's usually a grim diagnosis. But according to his management, he is doing fine and is looking forward to replaying the famous villain from Lazy Town, Robbie Rotten, in a future episode. So I just want to give everyone an update. Congratulations to Stefan Stefansson. For coming back from what was could have been a definite knockout right there.
Yeah.
Just great news. Great news to hear that he's coming back, and hopefully he will continue the memes with We Are Number One.
Wanna be a villain number one? You have to chase a superhero on the run. Go, go, go. Just follow my moves and sneak around. Be careful not to make a sound. No, don't touch that.
Yeah, it's a good song. I love it.
It's a very catchy song.
So props to him for fighting cancer and coming back from it. That's an amazing story. There's also another reason why I wanted to play that clip, because I think I might have to add something to my legendary soundboard here.
Okay.
There's a video where a YouTuber, Granday, takes the We Are Number One video and puts the opposite lyrics to it.
Okay.
So the clip that I was playing, he says, be careful not to make a sound.
Right.
Don't touch that.
Right.
So this guy takes what would be the opposite of it and puts it into the song. So are you ready to hear what the opposite of We Are Number One is?
Sure.
Just go the opposite direction of where I'm going and run around. Make sure to be as noisy as you possibly can. Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
I have to isolate that.
Yes, please touch that some more.
Make sure to be as noisy as you possibly can. Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
It's like extra creepy the way that he says that.
Yeah.
It's like that robotic voice.
I'm having a feeling this might come in handy for the odd news.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that we might might need to have that.
Make sure to be as noisy as you possibly can. Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Yes, please touch that some more.
There you
That's
go.
Great.
I don't know when, but it sounds like something we might have to use in the odd news. So there you go. Overall, Lazy Town, keep doing what you're doing.
Sure. I've never, ever seen... I don't know anything. It's a show, right?
It's a children's show, yeah.
I've never seen anything about that show.
Yeah, but the song is a very popular
meme. I've heard of the song before.
Yeah. So, there you go. Random sound clip for you this week. Now let's move on to the part of the show where Mike updates you in terms of what's coming up in movies, TV, and video games. Folks, it's time for Mike's This Week in Entertainment.
possibly can. Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Yeah, so what do you got for us, Mike?
All right, well, you can't touch a movie, but you can go see them in theaters. And this week we have a pretty interesting one coming out. The Vault is a new thriller starring James Franco and Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black. It's about two estranged sisters who must rob a bank to save their brother. It all goes smoothly until the defiant bank manager sends them to a basement-level vault, which is home to something evil. So I'm not entirely sure what to expect of this movie. But if you are looking for a suspenseful thriller at the tail end of summer, go check this one out. That's The Vault, premiering this week. In TV, we have a brand new season of American Horror Story. This one, the theme is cult. It's returning to FX Tuesday, September 5th at 10 p.m. This latest season of the cult classic, ha ha ha, get it? No?
Okay.
Takes a political spin and introduces several new actors to the series. I have to admit, we saw a trailer for this at the movie theater.
That's right.
Before Dunkirk. And I originally thought it was a parody. The way that they presented it. The woman actually says, it all started after the election. And I'm like, is this like a bad SNL type thing?
I know, that's what I thought it was.
But
too.
No, it's a new season of American Horror Story. So we'll see how they handle that one. I guess it's somewhat appropriate subject matter. We'll have to see how they handle it. But if you don't want to get into anything too deep or disturbing, stay on the lighter side of things. Play some video games. Madden NFL 18 came out last week. Forgot to mention it, so I'm mentioning it this week. I got to tell you, football. For as much as I love it, I completely overlooked the fact that Madden came out. This year's edition has Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, on the cover. If you really think Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, you can get the GOAT edition of the game, which I think is dumb. I can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. He is the greatest of all time, but you don't need to make a GOAT edition. That's just... Anyway, but besides that, it's actually doing pretty well with critics. It's got an 83 on Metacritic so far. Part of that might be due to the new quote-unquote story mode, in which I think it's called Long Shot, in which you follow the story of Devin Wade, a quarterback from Mathis, Texas, as he tries to reach the NFL. And apparently the game mode includes high school games and college games, as well as the NFL scouting combine, the draft. So you're playing as this one particular character and goes through all his ups and downs and trials and tribulations about what it means to become a professional athlete. Some critics loved it, called it a game changer. Some critics didn't like it. But it seems that the critics that liked it really liked it, because it's getting pretty good scores so far. So go check out Madden NFL 18 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And that wraps it up for This Week in Entertainment.
All right. So after Mike's This Week in Entertainment, usually we go into a topic, but we're going to do something a little bit off the beaten path here. And that's because this is kind of a unique situation here. We have a special guest here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast this week. Please, everyone, welcome my nephew, Declan.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah. How are you doing, Dad?
I'm great.
And in addition to my nephew, Declan, we also have Mike's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Costanzo. Yeah, so now we got a full house going over here.
We got a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of microphones. So this might get a little hectic, but it'll be fun and entertaining, if you will. This is the Entertainment Entree.
Yeah.
Before we delve into what I want to do, the reason why I got you here, Declan, is because, number one, you said you're interested in kind of podcasting and what we've been doing here. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes,
there you go. Yep, there you go. Rule number one, talk into the microphone.
Okay.
There you go. Excellent.
Yep. How's Uncle Rich doing as a podcast instructor?
Good.
That's the right answer.
Good. Pretty
good. Good. Excellent. But the second reason why I wanted to have you here is because I heard you're participating in a charity event. What was this? There you go. Yep, there you go. He's got the official copy.
Okay.
The official papers.
Folks, Declan. Declan is official here. All right?
He's a natural at this. He's already hamming it up for the mics.
Excellent. So, what is this charity event that you're doing?
Well, it's about, like, well, I got to see people doing good things this weekend. I went to a fundraiser for a little girl named Liliana. It was hosted by friends of ours called the A-Team. They called the event Lilypalooza. I can't talk. I'm sorry.
No, Lilypalooza? Is that the name of the girl?
Yes.
Lily?
Well, her name is Liliana.
Okay.
It had a huge motorcycle escort for Lily, with some members of Rolling Thunder and the Wolfpack, and a fire truck, and local policemen. It had five bands, moon bounces, face paint, a barbecue, and some drinks all day to raise money for her and her family. Lily was diagnosed in May with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
Said that.
Yeah, yes. You got it. You got it right.
8 days after her 6th birthday, she already had 5 rounds of, I can't pronounce that word.
What is that? What do you got? Chemo.
Chemo. And is getting ready for radiation.
Radiation, yep.
Yeah.
Lily is a great little girl that had a great time on Sunday, but is now back at CHOP missing her first day of school because she needed to get a
transfusion.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
So please say some prayers, and if anyone would like to donate to the A-Team in care of Liliana, they still can at herewecome.org.
Herewecome.org?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you. And herewear.org, the A-Team is doing good for kids. In my Collegeville community, there are groups of people who come together and make a difference. Friends of ours are involved in the 5th annual Wolfpack Fights Cancer benefits for a six-year-old little boy named David. On Saturday, September 23rd,
1 to 9
at the Perky Omen Sports Association.
Association. You got it?
Yeah, association. Check out. I consider going to this event for the kid. Like, seriously, just do it.
There you go. That's the way to end the promo.
Check out the Wolfpack Fights Cancer page on Facebook or email. wolfpackfightscancer@gmail.com.
There you go.
All right. Good job.
Win this way.
Boy. That's a pro. Just do it.
So we got herewear.org.
Yes.
And Wolfpack, what was it? Wolfpack.org?
Yeah, I'll throw the paper.
Wolfpack Fights Cancer.
So yeah, recap, wolfpackfightscancer@gmail.com. There is a page on Facebook as well, Wolfpack Fights Cancer. And they also have a website, herewecome.org.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, exactly. He imitated. Did you just imitate one of my clips?
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
What, chip off the old block here?
I know, really. It must run in the family or something.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Did he chip off the old block here?
We got some competition over here is what it seems like.
Yeah.
But these are really great charities to give to.
Yeah. This is really great that you're involved in this, Declan. So I'm glad that you were able to come here on the podcast and share this with us.
Yay.
Yeah. But, you know, so while I also have you here, very rarely do we have children here on the podcast.
I think this is actually the first time.
I think so.
Congratulations.
Yay, I need a reward.
Well, here's a reward. I'm going to let you take control over a little mini game show that we're going to do here. And since you're going in the fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
Yep, he's going in the fifth grade. I figure we play our own version of the classic game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That's right. I've come up with a little mini test here, And it is going to be Mike versus his parents.
What?
On a...
Yes, quite indeed.
Yes.
He loves that clip.
Yes. And so we're going to test your guys' trivia knowledge on some relatively basic and some not so basic grade school trivia here. You guys down for that?
Well,
that's supposed to be a yes.
Yes, Mr. Costanzo is nodding his head. Yes.
He's nodding his head on an audio-only podcast.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
I hate school.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
That's 100% true.
Are you awake
Mostly
over there?
Everyone hates
I'm
school.
I'm awake. I'm ready.
Literally.
You got to talk into the microphone. No,
I'm awake and I'm ready.
True fact, everyone hates school. Except teachers, because they like it.
That's true. That's
is that true.
True,
Mrs. Costanzo?
That is true.
That is true. Okay.
But most kids hate it. Including me.
So, yeah, you're not too happy about the summer ending?
Well, duh!
Okay, all right, I'm sorry!
It's summer! Right. That's a chance for me to play video games and
I have to agree with Declan. Ending summer is really sad.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because I can't, drink Mountain Dew and Dorito and eat Doritos. And playing Overwatch all day.
Man, I did summer wrong, I think.
Yeah, we did not do summer right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed lots of Doritos and Mountain Dew and Overwatch.
Oh, man.
I'm already level 16.
Wow, yeah, nice.
He's moving up on the Overwatch charts.
Yeah.
And I was originally level 9. And I'm good if I do say so myself.
You've made some good progress then.
Yes.
And I got 64 loot crates. Great. That I already unboxed.
There you go. So let's get to the game here. So we're going to play a quick game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's going to be Mike versus his parents. Here's the situation. I've got 10 questions ready. They are split into 10 different categories, and they're all worth point values based on their level of difficultness.
Okay.
Difficulty.
Difficultness?
Difficultness. Yes, I got to go back to school.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes, I'm not either. So, for example, I'll just read the questions. Yes. I'll just read the questions here, or the topics here. We got fifth grade world geography, fifth grade astronomy. Those are going to be your hardest ones. We got fourth grade English, fourth grade U.S. history, third grade spelling, third grade social studies, second grade math, second grade cultural studies, and then the easiest, first grade science, first grade music.
Please stop.
What is second grade cultural studies?
You'll find out if
what
you choose
that topic.
What do
second graders learn about culture?
You will find out.
I actually never learned any of that.
Neither did I. These subjects didn't exist when I was a kid. Astronomy? What fifth grader learns astronomy?
They do. They do. They study the constellations.
Wait, we have to do that.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know if
you have the curriculum.
Smackdown from mom.
Wow.
Did I quit school? Is there a possible way to do that?
All right. So here you go, Declan. I'm gonna give you the questions so that you can read them. Now, here's the caveat, though. Each team, Mike is a team now.
I'm a team of one.
Yeah. Each team gets one chance to talk with Declan in case...
I like waffles. it's more like, I like turtles.
In case Declan has a possible answer,
I should really be an actor.
Yeah, you could. You're a good voice actor right now.
Can someone please hook me up? I want to be in a movie or something.
You gotta be a big star.
If any famous directors are listening to this, take note.
Yes.
Take note from me.
Okay, so are we ready to go?
Yee boy.
Let's do the parents first.
Hold on. They already have an extra player and you're letting them go first.
Nope, he should go.
I concede.
Thank you, Declan.
Yeah, Michael go first.
Okay, then Mike goes first.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm going. Do I get to pick the category?
Yeah. Okay. Now remember, if it's harder up, it's higher up, it's harder.
Okay.
Please.
I'm going to do fourth grade U.S. history because I'm going to embarrass myself with how little I remember about my major.
Okay. Fourth grade U.S. history. All right. Do you see it on the sheet there?
Yes, I know nothing.
Can you read the question?
Yes.
Fourth grade U.S. history.
Under the article.
Make sure you're reading the microphone.
Under the Articles of
Confederation.
What? Confederation.
I already know the question.
Confederation, which level of government had the most power?
Ooh. under the Articles of Confederation.
Yep. Yeah, read the.
Oh, there's options. Okay.
I can't even say that. Well, that means I don't remember anything about fourth grade.
Do you want me to? You got it. You want me to help? Okay.
Please help.
Okay. The question is, all right, the full question. Under the Articles of Confederation, which level of government had the most power? Is it A, counties, B, states, C, the federal government, or D, the judicial courts?
It's the states.
It is the states? You sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
How sure?
Like, oh, 90%?
90%?
Why not quadrillion out of 100? Yeah,
like, because the fact that you're asking me has me a little nervous. So I'm going to say 90%. I think it's the states. Because you have to remember, originally, they didn't really have a solidified... And now I'm going to be completely wrong about this. They didn't really have a central government yet. They were still in the infancy of trying to create the union.
I got it.
All right, so you're locking that in.
I think so. I'm going to be completely wrong now that I said that.
I got it.
So you're locking that in, with states as your answer?
Yeah.
That is
incorrect.
If we'll load. That is correct.
Correct.
Yeah,
I thought
so. Don't sweat it. You got that one.
Feeling we're going to lose.
I don't know.
That was, ye of little faith.
That was really tense, guys. You have no idea.
I will clap for you.
Yeah. All right. So
thank you.
So now that one is off of the board.
Ow.
So the parents are now up. What do you guys want to choose?
Good job.
Pick third grade social studies.
Okay, he's chosen third grade social studies.
I'm laughing because it's like third grade.
Third grade social studies. All right, that's the one you guys are going with.
I was doing like Rubik's Cube.
All right, okay. Can you read that, Declan? Yep.
The U.S. Treasury is featured on the back of what
denomination
of a U.S. dollar? A, $10. B, $20. C-50 and
D-100. No. Put your wallet away, Dad. Put your wallet away.
I have the Morrow.
He's cheating.
You really need the help.
He's pulling money out of his wallet to cheat.
You have to give me $10.
You have to pay us all $10. All of us $10.
You have to give us...
Please.
This is the sad part where he realizes he only has a couple of ones in his wallet.
I have the Lucky Morrow wallet, which I'm not giving to you.
He doesn't have that denomination.
I don't have it anyway.
You owe me $69 billion, god trillion dollars.
Okay, what were the choices? Because I can't remember.
Okay.
What were the choices? I don't remember what you said.
You're blocking the microphone.
$10. B, $20, buckaroos, money,
sure.
Moolah. C, $50, and D, $10. I mean, $100.
It's definitely not the 20.
Come on, guys.
It's totally the 20.
Can I steal? Is there a steal option?
Oh, actually, no.
I wish. Oh, God.
It's the $10 bill.
Are you sure?
Because
you guys seem to be in turmoil.
Are you sure?
I haven't recently looked at a $50 or $100 bill. But
why? Why the 10?
Are you sure?
Why the 10?
Because it's not the 20.
No, but...
Very good logic.
Why? Is it just because I'm 10?
Could be. I think it's a lucky
number. I want to hear what Mr. Costanza thinks.
I'm going to go with her. That's all. I mean, I have no clue. I didn't have a $10 bill in my wallet, so I don't know.
I didn't actually learn about this in third grade. Like, none of these I didn't learn about.
That's a very hard question, though.
Yeah.
So is that going to be the answer you locking on?
Yeah, we locked on to that.
Yes, it's a $10 bill.
Can I tell them why it's the 10?
Go ahead.
Because Alexander Hamilton was the first Secretary of the Treasury.
And yep. It's also because I'm 10.
And that, exactly.
There you go. That is correct.
Because 10-year-olds are boss. Like,
that's right.
Because they're not old, but they're not...
Actually, my reasoning was that third graders would not be handling a $50 or $100 bill.
Well, what if they have their mom's credit card? They might have like $100 on that.
Is there something you need to tell your mom?
Mom, can I have your credit card?
Okay. Mike, you're in the lead, though. You took a harder question. Okay. So it's 4-3, Mike. Are you guys okay over there?
Well, he said to me, go to science, first grade science. I'm going, I think it's no points in the first grade science.
Well, it's for points. You can just farm up on there.
I am going
to get one right. That's what I do in, like, Clicker Heroes. I just farm up on ones.
I'm going to take 5th grade world geography.
Okay, did I?
Okay. You're having a little too much fun over there.
Yes, I am. It's probably because I'm happy.
Okay, so you're going to lock in for 5th grade world geography. All
yes.
Right.
Okay, I hope I don't screw this up.
Yep. Can you read that question for us, Declan?
How many different time zones does the country of Russia have? A, 11. B, 19. C, 7. Or D, 4.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, you chose the hard one.
I did.
So now you're in a hole.
Oh, God, I hope you... I don't...
I'm going to say 7, because Russia's big, but they're not that big, and the U.S. has only got 4, so I figure Russia's probably got 7. My mom is shaking her head, which is really distracting, but I'm going to say 7 anyway.
All right, wait, how did you get to 7?
Because the U.S. and Russia are both bigger countries, and the U.S. has 4 time zones, so I assume that Russia must have... like almost double that of the U.S.
P.S. I know absolutely nothing about time zones.
I don't think anybody does.
No.
Like, so Mike
pays
Bell
pays attention in world geography.
There you go, coming from Declan. Nobody pays attention.
Who
to
Who needs to know world geography?
Do we get to steal?
No.
No. No. No. No means no. He said it the first time.
That's right. He did. Okay. I'm going to go with 7, though. I'm going to lock it in.
You're locking that in. Yeah. It is that your answer is 7.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's wrong.
No, the correct answer is 11.
What?
11 different time zones Russia has.
Oh, don't nod like you knew it, Mom. Get out of here.
Interestingly enough, I did because we played a trivia game in library, and that was one of the questions.
Are you kidding me? No. Well, that must be...
You stole your questions from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Damn it, of course you would.
Yes.
Okay, so now you guys are
She's
up.
From the future. She knows what we were about to do on this podcast.
I've always suspected that, secretly.
Yes. So you guys are up. What category would you like?
Well, we're going to go with fifth grade astronomy.
Oh, come on!
Yes.
You sure? Okay. All right.
We may get it wrong, but we're going to go with it.
I have no idea.
Wait, Mr. Costanza, do you have any say in this?
No, well, he's just along for the ride at this point.
You know what? We have to start racking up points because Michael picked, a fifth grade last time, so we want to get ahead.
I can't talk now. Okay, didn't she pick, like, last time?
No, he told me to pick fifth grade.
Yeah, I did. I pointed to it. So.
Did you really?
Yeah, because we want to get points.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So fire up that fifth grade astronomy question. Can you read that?
But the question is, you might get it wrong.
Well, they already committed to it. What is the fifth grade astronomy question?
Okay. I got it.
You're going to destroy that piece of paper.
I know. How far is the moon from the Earth? A, 23,000... I can't talk.
I'll read this one. Okay, I got my copy. I'm good.
I'm probably going to cry in my bed tonight. Just cry because of how poorly I did.
No, you're doing a great job.
You're doing really good.
So,
yay.
Here's the question. How far is the moon from the Earth? A, 23,900 miles, B, 239,000 miles, C, 2,390,000 miles, or D, 23,900,000 miles.
All those numbers ran together.
What?
Could you repeat B?
What? B is 239,000 miles.
But what was A?
What?
A is 23,900 miles.
I have no... What?
I'm going
to
go with B.
What was C again?
C is 2,390,000 miles.
See, they're all variations of 23,900.
Right.
So it's
one of those.
I have no idea what you're saying. so I'm just going to pull out my catchphrase. What?
What? Sorry. That's your catchphrase? What is that?
Yeah, it's not.
Are you an eagle?
No, I'm trying to.
Okay, no, I don't know. We lost Declan.
I have no idea.
We lost Declan there.
I was pulling up my. I don't know.
You're saying.
You guys, come on, make a selection.
They're discussing.
I'll fill in their audio.
I'll say
they're discussing. Still discussing. Why are you guys whispering? This is not a steal thing. You guys,
I know. I'm just.
You guys can talk openly and freely.
Which one was 200?
Can I do another question while they're debating? Yeah.
Can you do another 200? Did you say 239,000 for C? Was that it?
C is 2,390,000 miles.
Yeah. Derp.
Miles is a long way off.
Okay, then do it.
We're going to be here all night.
Yeah, I kind of want to just keep going on now.
2 hours.
We said big.
We said 2 years later. That's our final answer.
Okay, wait. So you guys finally came to a decision here.
Is it
all right.
Morning time yet?
So what's your answer?
I thought it's been 2 years.
B, 239,000 miles.
They got that correct, I think.
That's right.
Oh, come on. After all that, they got it right?
They did, yep. That is correct. So that is... Boy, man.
Can you stop repeating that?
Your computer's very excited.
Everybody's excited. My computer's excited. Declan's excited. This is great. So that is points to the parents. Parents now have an 8-4 lead. So, okay. Mike, you're on the ropes now.
I'm going to tie it up with a little bit of fourth grade English.
All right, can you read the fourth grade English question? Read in the microphone.
The Latin root to dict, it can be found in many English words. What does the Latin root of dict mean? That just sounds so wrong.
Hey, he said it, not me.
Yes.
And I'm like, Ted, why? Why paper?
Okay, so the Latin root dict, weird. Like dictionary?
Right.
Yes. I guess.
The Latin root.
A is to run, B is to lead, C is to grow, and D is to say.
Yeah.
To say.
The Latin root word dick.
You sure?
Yes. D is to say, right?
Are you 100% sure?
You're very quick on that.
Are you quadrillion, god million?
Well, because think about diction, dictionary,
actually,
dictation, it's all to say, so it's got to be to say.
All right, you're going to lock that in?
Yes.
You sure?
That has nothing to do with English. Can I just point that out for everyone listening?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with English.
Yes.
Yes, it does. It does put word etymology.
No, it's not grammar. It's not
grammar.
Usage.
No, it's about the use of a dictionary and etymology of a word.
I'm not debating this. This has nothing to do with English.
Yes, it does. Look.
It should say fourth grade grammar.
No, this is what they used on the official production of, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mark Burnett knows what he's doing.
I don't think so.
Anyway, the point is you are correct.
I learned that in grammar.
The point.
I learned that in grammar.
The point is you're correct.
I learned that in grammar.
Now, could we pick the same thing?
No. Well, if you want to, you can. I'm going to yell into this mic now. Yes, you can!
We're going to go with third grade spelling so we can move this along.
I hate spelling.
Okay.
Literally, that's the reason why I failed.
You know what, Rich? You know what I'm realizing? Is that we thought we were random, but it turns out we were just pretending at randomness.
Right.
I hate spelling tests. They suck.
I agree. Spelling tests don't really...
Like...
They don't really matter because...
Like, why would you need... Okay.
They need to be teaching usage, not spelling. Where... My mom is just leaving in anger? Where is she going?
What are you doing?
She's getting a pencil.
Why is she getting a pencil?
Because she's anticipating writing stuff down, I guess. They must be doing a math question.
Don't write on my hand.
Did you guys... What are you doing?
Rich sounds just...
I am back.
Don't... I have a pen. You know what? I'm going to draw that.
Rich, you have a pen in your hand. Why can't I have a pencil?
Because he's running the segment.
That's right. I'm getting my pen.
Okay, I just lost my host. And everyone's grabbing pens.
Hold on, wait, Rich, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get a pen.
What the hell is going on?
No, I'm not going anywhere. Rich is completely out of his depth.
Rich, you do it. All right. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. We're ready now.
I'm going to read this question.
What did you even choose?
Spelling.
Oh, spelling.
Right.
I missed all that.
You need a pencil for spelling.
Give me that. No. Give me that.
Okay, here
go ahead.
Here's the question. Which of the following words are not a zero plural? A, moose. B, deer. C, millennium. D, scissors.
Wait. What was the question again? Which one of these words is not
a zero plural?
A zero plural. What's a zero plural?
I think you're supposed to know.
Because the plural of deer is deer. The plural of moose is moose. The plural of... What was the other words?
Millennium and scissors.
Millennium and scissors.
I think it's millennial. Millennial.
All right. So, so the only word that is not, because scissors is a plural, deer is a plural, moose is a plural, so it would be millennium.
Millennium. Is that your final
yes.
answer for this?
I'm nodding my head, yes.
Are you kidding? Yes, that is correct. That is what a zero plural is a word that means the singular and the plural without changing the word up.
Right.
So one moose, two moose, three moose, one deer, two deer, three deer.
Oh, two millenniums.
Right. No, it's millennia.
Oh, millennia, that's
millennia
right.
Millennia is the plural.
Without the S.
Oh. That's right. Okay, so there you go there. That is... Mike, you're behind.
I realize that, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, you gotta catch up on this.
To be fair, I never claimed I was smarter than a fifth grader. Okay.
Well,
in fact, longtime listeners of the show will know for a fact I am not.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Did
now.
We do third grade social studies already?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to do, because I like to torture myself, second grade math.
All right, second grade math for Mike.
I hope you can do this calculus question.
Yes. I hope so.
It's AP second grade.
I have no idea what
These
that
are
is.
Jeopardy questions.
What is the I can't remember.
Reciprocal.
Declan, you need to go to school. That's what this proves, Declan.
Five,
you need to go back to school.
A five. No, shut up or I'll ink you.
The question is, what is the reciprocal of five? Is it A, five halves, B, negative five, C, five, or D, one-fifths?
True fact, I didn't even learn this in second grade.
Oh my god, Mike looks like a deer in headlights!
I don't know what a reciprocal is! Yeah, wait, to be fair, I agree with Declan. Who teaches this in second grade?
They do.
No, they don't.
I never learned that.
In second grade, I was learning addition and subtraction.
Yes. I was learning addition and subtraction.
I think, what was it, one-fifth? One-fifth?
D, one-fifth.
I think the reciprocal is like the flip, isn't it? Like the flip-flop?
It's a flip-flop? Are you going to go to the beach?
Well, I learned fractions in second grade.
So why not negative five?
So I don't think it's...
Because negative five is not a flip-flop of five.
No.
Because five is five over one, so the reciprocal of five is one over five.
I get it.
And I'm like 63% sure that that's the right answer.
What would be your second pick?
Negative
five. I wouldn't have a second pick because
I honestly don't... Five.
No, it can't be negative five. They wouldn't do negatives in second grade.
It could stay the same.
No, nobody's going to fool me. It's one-fifth. I know it's one-fifth. I have a gut feeling.
Are you sure?
I am dead positive. 99% sure.
Are you? You will jump off a cliff with your friends, sure?
Yes.
So you would jump off a cliff with your friends?
No.
But
I'm okay.
So your final answer is one-fifth?
Yes.
Yeah,
yay!
You got that.
I know the maths. Well, because everybody knows I majored in math.
Dear God, no, you didn't.
I'm not going to read this next question.
Okay, so.
Did you do second grade cultural studies?
No, that's okay. Still on the table.
All right.
And
I'm just editing my Mudkip sunglasses.
Okay.
He's drawing.
And.
By the way, I'm going to animate soon. Just
to
let you know.
So.
So, yeah. The
wait,
origin
five,
of that was
wait,
dope
Mudkip. Can I count?
Can you
math?
Yeah.
Can you do math?
You guys have 11 points. Mike has 10.
I'm not going to be able to beat them. The final questions are the first grade questions.
Yeah. So if you want to feel generous and give Mike a punching chance, you guys have to take one of the first grade questions.
Mike, guess what?
What?
Okay.
I want to do something, but I can't. Because I can't. I wish I could give you more points, but I can't because I can't.
Well, okay. That's the thought that counts. Thank
all
you.
All right.
You're welcome.
He's our son, and I don't want to see him lose. We'll give him the second grade one, and we'll take first grade music.
Okay, first grade music.
Nobody likes first grade music.
All right.
Well, actually, first grade music is actually pretty good. It
might be. They're going to lose first grade music.
Can you ask the first grade music question?
Which of these pairs of musical items are from the same family of instruments? You're welcome. Well, this is going to be easy. A gong and a tuba. Tuba. B, a bassoon. I think that's how you call it. Yes.
Yep.
And a ukulele. I said that wrong. I know these two. C, a recorder and a clarinet. Or D, a trombone and a clarinet!
Can you not go, like, really quiet to loud? That messes up my soundboarding.
Okay.
The listeners are deaf now.
Can we do that again? Because I missed A.
Headphone warning.
What was A?
So,
A?
A gong and a tuba. A bassoon and a ukulele, a recorder and a clarinet, a trombone and a clarinet.
I played a recorder and a clarinet before. A recorder.
No, definitely not. It's not a recorder and a clarinet. Think about it. A gong and a tuba are both made of what? Brass.
Yeah, but a gong is a percussion.
No, yeah, but they're made of brass. That's the key.
No,
said in the same
us.
Family. That would
yeah,
be like
same
a
family.
Reed instrument or a string instrument or a percussion instrument. So you had a gong and a tuba.
Both brass.
A gong and a tuba, a bassoon and a ukulele, a recorder and a clarinet, a clarinet and a trombone and a clarinet.
A trombone and a clarinet. They're both.
Yeah, a trombone and a clarinet.
Yeah.
So it has to be a recorder and a.
No, a recorder doesn't even have a reed in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely the trombone and the clarinet. Not the clarinet. The trombone and the what?
Trombone and a clarinet?
Yeah. Because you're both blowing. You're blowing into both of them.
No, Rosa, he's trying to trick us.
What? I would never! How dare you besmirch my good name?
I actually should. I play band, so I'm not going to give out any answers.
There you go. Don't help them.
Well, I know definitely it's not the gong and the tuba.
They're both brass.
Okay. Yeah, it might be.
It might be, yeah.
It's
never
not the bassoon and the...
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
What is a bassoon? Nobody knows.
A bassoon is a wind instrument.
I think it's a type of duck.
It's a windwood.
Yeah, it's a windwood.
Because I've seen one.
Yeah.
Like my friend's
and play. A ukulele is a string.
Yes,
but a ukulele is also made out of wood.
Yeah, you guys need to talk in the microphone.
So a recorder has nothing. It's just you're blowing wind.
I played recorder.
But the clarinet has a mouthpiece and does it have a reed in it that vibrates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's why it has to be the trombone.
So
and
that's
the
why
other
it has
one.
To be the
yeah.
the trombone and the clarinet. The trombone is a brass, but that doesn't have.
I'll go with you, but I respectfully disagree.
Well, which one do you think?
I say it's a recorder and what was that other thing?
Clarinet.
Oh my gosh! Clarinet. You realize a recorder is like
it's
a
not
plastic,
even used
it's a plastic
in a
thing.
real.
Okay, then go that's with what you.
So use. Neither is a ukulele for that.
This is the first great question.
That's really hard.
I just realized we were doing a podcast, and I was just staring off in space.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh my God.
Like not.
Oh my God.
Not the selections. What was the question?
Which of these pairs of musical items are from the same family of instruments? A gong and a tuba,
okay,
a bassoon and a ukulele, a recorder and a clarinet, or a trombone and a clarinet. So,
no, oh my gosh. It doesn't right. One is a brass and the other is a wind. It cannot be right.
You gotta make... Can we have, like, the final countdown or something?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say...
Oh, John Bruno's home.
Breaking news, Bruno is home.
All right, we have to decide. We're stuck. We're at an impasse.
What are you going with?
Go recorder and what was that other thing?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. That's my final answer.
Yes, a wood. Even though a recorder doesn't have a reed, it's still considered a woodwind.
I was so close to fooling them. Yeah. I was so close.
I know, Michael.
See, and
I had them convinced. I had them convinced.
Mike, you sound like Sink Noodles.
Like what?
Sink Noodles. Like, you know that popular YouTuber?
Sink Noodles?
No, we don't know Sink Noodles.
It's Sink. Oh, God. I can't talk. I'm sorry.
Think Noodles or Sink Noodles?
Sink. Like, yep, Sink.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. We got time for one more question because this went way too
long.
So
now I was so helpful to him, but he was trying to totally sabotage when I gave him the two-pointer question.
And in the fourth hour of this game show,
yeah.
I will choose second grade cultural studies.
Yeah. So we got to wrap this one up. This is absolutely the last question.
No, to be fair and put us on equal footing, I'll choose first grade science.
What? No, choose the second grade question. All right,
I'll choose second the second grade.
Yeah. Right. Why would you do that?
Well, because they're not going to get another chance. I feel bad. I'll choose the second grade one. Yeah.
Well, you may get it wrong.
That's right. I could.
All right. Do the second grade.
According to Germanic tradition.
Hold on. You got to read in the thing. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying this right.
Okay. Here we go.
According to Germanic traditions, is that correct?
Germanic.
Germanic tradition. Traditions. Friday was delected of the god of what? I'm sorry if you didn't hear me, because I can't talk.
All right, hold on. I'll read the question for you here.
I'm sorry.
So the question, the question is: second grade cultural studies. According to Germanic traditions, Friday was dedicated to the god of what?
Can I
love. B war. C death. D thunder.
Oh,
well,
man.
I like the one that is death.
No, I can't even steer him wrong because I have no clue.
All my friends are dead.
What do you think, Mike?
Oh, man, this is really tough. I have no idea. What were the choices again? It was war.
A, love. B, war. C, death. D, thunder.
Well, Thursday was named after Thor for thunder, so it's not that. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember. Monday was named after, I think it was Mars, which is god of war. So it's not war. It's either death or love.
No, nobody would ever name a day after death.
Well, it's the weekend. It's.
I think it's death.
Let's go for love. Love, not war. Peace, not hate.
So your answer is.
It's wrong, but yeah, I'm going with love.
Love?
Yeah.
I think it's death. Dead end.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking too, but.
No, nope, really? The answer's love. Yes.
Oh wow!
Fry the Greek, the Germanic goddess is Frigg.
Who cares? Friday. You should actually love people more than like you want them dead.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
why
right.
Why can't the world unite?
See that?
Yes.
See everyone trust in love, and you will win. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That's right.
Hold up.
Yes.
Sony, Xbox, everyone who works in the gaming company. I don't care what it's called. Please, no rivalries.
You want them to work together.
Yes, work together and make an awesome system with all your games.
Including
the handheld devices, like the Nintendo 3DS.
There you go. Everyone work together.
Truer words have never been spoken.
I would do a tiebreaker question, but we are way over on time.
Yeah,
so unfortunately, Mike, I know
music question. I know, which is for first graders.
I know you hate ties, Mike, but we're ending this one.
Wait,
in a tie.
It's a tie?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
To be continued.
Though I guess technically the parents win because they only had four questions. You had five questions.
How about to be continued?
We could do to be continued.
Well, I can't hear what? You. You don't have a microphone.
What was the first grade science question?
It was, because,
What is the first grade science question? Real
what
fast.
Does the force known the as first friction does to a fast-moving up?
Come on, real fast. Stop playing.
A, speed it up. B, question. Slows it down. C, turns it around. D, launch
it. Down. Slows it down.
Yes, I think that is correct.
There you go. You guys win.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, it was all worth it for that last 30 seconds.
I feel bad for
Rich
everyone.
Just snapped. I can't hear you.
Because she's like, your mom was like right here. And I'm like, I can't hear anything. I got to hear you coming through the soundboard.
Hey, Toby Fox, if you're listening to this and you want to add voice actors for Undertale characters, he can be Flowey.
I don't know who that is, but
he
should
be an evil flower creature in a video game.
Yay! I don't know what to think anymore.
It's good. I guess it's good.
It's a good thing.
Because Undertale's a really awesome game.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll take that as a compliment. But there you go. There you go. Parents win. There you go. Sorry, Mike. You are not smarter than a fifth grader.
It's all right.
And
I already knew that.
Actually, he was. He got those answers.
I have to say, they were really hard questions.
Why don't we have
well, really?
Then you're not smarter than a fifth grader.
No, wow. I guess not.
Okay. But I think that will wrap up the entertainment entree.
Yeah.
I need to recover. This was way too random. Declan, thank you for coming here on the show.
Hi.
You might have caused more randomness than I ever anticipated. So, congratulations.
Remember to subscribe and like and leave comments for... And if you subscribe, you will get a free cookie. No promises.
Okay.
I will gladly mail you a cookie if you leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, we'll do that. But there you go. And thank you to Mike's parents for stopping by.
Okay. Thanks for having us, Rich.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we need to take a break. I need to recover.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, though. We got the non-Fortune Cookie Odd News coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The crispy noodle, always crunching.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You gotta go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Yeah, we are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We are done the sports sampler, the entertainment entree, a diabolically challenged game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh my gosh.
I
gotta say, Rich, I've never seen, well, not that I've never, very rarely have I seen you at a loss for words.
Yeah, that just went way off the rails. But
I should have known that the only person who could out-random you is one of your relatives.
Yes.
Yes. The next generation of randomness.
Exactly. But that was great. My nephew came on.
That was so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to have him back on.
Well, he's the youngest guest we've ever had on the show. And I think he did a stellar job.
Yes, he did.
Because if you go back and you listen to the first podcast that I recorded as a novice, oh my gosh, that was rough. But he jumped right into it. I think he's got a future in broadcasting, if you ask me.
I think so as well. So, yeah, we'll have to bring him back on to the podcast. But as for now, we need to move forward and get to our final segment here on the podcast.
That's right.
It's time for
You know what it is. You know what it is, Mike.
I know what it is. It's my favorite segment of the night. It's time for the Wacky the Wild, the always entertaining non-fortune cookie odd news.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? See? I'm doing great.
Mandada bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I've seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part.
In
fact, never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell, right?
Oh yeah, odd news.
All right, everybody, it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news. And in this segment, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news. He finds all these weird and wacky stories, keeps them hidden from me so that I've never seen them before, which ensures that all my reactions are my genuine gut reactions to hearing these stories for the very first time. I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen. And even Rich doesn't know what's about to happen because these stories always present us with new and interesting scenarios that we just find utterly insane.
That's right. So let's kick it off. Let's go with this first story in Montana.
Okay.
I don't think we've had it's been a while.
I feel like we've been to every state in the country, but Montana's not one of the regulars.
Yeah.
So it's good that we're paying them a visit.
That's right. But it's not good for this woman. A Montana woman called 911 to actually report that she had purchased, quote, some bad meth, adding that the drug left, quote, a bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, so two problems are immediately evident. One, don't call the police and tell them you bought meth.
Yeah.
And two, something leaving a bad taste in your mouth is not an emergency that requires calling the police. So here's my problem, is the dumbest thing here is not the saying the meth thing. I've heard that before. The dumbest thing here is the fact that it left a weird taste in her mouth, because you remove the meth from it. Imagine if it was like a hamburger. You don't call the police and be like, my hamburger wasn't cooked the way I like it. Nobody does that. That's insane. That's the worst use of the police ever.
Yeah, unless you're dying from food poisoning or something.
But that even... No, go to the hospital. Why are you going to call the police? You call the police, they'll be like, well, have you gone to the hospital yet?
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
I didn't think of that. Okay, so she called the police because her meth gave her a bad aftertaste.
A Great Falls Police Department officer was dispatched Friday afternoon to the home of 33-year-old Marjorie Ann Dayrider, who had dialed...
Dayrider?
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Not Knight Rider, Dayrider.
Dayrider, yeah. This is like the like the twin of Knight Rider. This is Dayrider.
The crappy twin.
The crappy twin.
Has nothing better to do than complain about her meth.
Knight Rider was the talking car, right?
Right.
So what is Dayrider then?
Talking meth.
Talking... So the meth is speaking to this person.
Smoke me, smoke me! Smoke me!
Come on, take some more of me.
Anyway, Dayrider, who had dialed cops to report having a bad reaction to meth she had injected, she told Officer John Marshall that, quote, I believe I got some bad meth, and I've been having a bad reaction to it. I've had a tingling tongue, and I've had a bad taste in my mouth.
Maybe it's just the fact that you are a druggie.
No, she told the cop, quote, look, I do meth 3 times a day, and wow. I've and I've never had this reaction before.
When I say I'm a meth aficionado, I mean it.
Yes, all right, here's my credentials.
I'll have you know, I take meth at least 3 times a day.
Yes, I run the website methrater.com, and I know quality meth, and that's right. This is just not quality.
Very experienced.
Yes.
Most people have 3 square meals a day. I have 3 square meths a day.
3 meths.
3 meths. You just go to the drugstore. Yes, I'll have 3 meths, please.
Yes. Oh, 3 meals? Oh, I thought I was supposed to have 3 meths a day.
Yeah. It's easy to get those 2 mixed up. Yeah.
Anyway, Day Rider said that she and her boyfriend had purchased the drug the night before. And
they waited that long to take it? Wow. Oh my God. That's impressive.
She kept a diary of when she...
Oh, my gosh.
When she injected it.
Oh, so not only did you call the police and admit to it, but you also have extensive documentation
yes.
of when and how much you've taken.
Her last 3 injections were 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 3 p.m., according to her diary.
Wow. Wow. Most people just keep a diary to, like, you know, vent a little bit, yeah. you know, write down their secrets.
Meth!
It's just meth. In all caps and shaky handwriting. Just page after page after page.
Yeah, it's actually not a sentence. It's just meth. Written out in Sharpie marker.
And then in dainty writing, 9:32. Does she have a planner in addition to the diary? Like, does she, like, pull out her planner? Let's see. Tuesday is all booked up. I got 4 meths.
Yeah.
4 meths scheduled for Tuesday.
Tea time, 2 o'clock. Meth 4.
Meth 4.
While speaking with the cop, Day Rider also said that she had some meth inside her bra.
Okay.
Perfect.
Tell them that you do meth. Tell them where it is and provide documentation. Wow.
Yeah, this girl's a winner, man.
Really?
The test of the substance proved positive for methamphetamine. She was arrested on a felony narcotics possession charge, which could be a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for her. So, all because
of a bad aftertaste. Just drink some water.
Yeah. And the tingling tongue.
Yeah. It definitely isn't anything to do with the illicit drugs she's taking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. Let's go to our next story here. Going to Kentucky.
Okay. Good old Kentucky.
Yeah.
The home of fried chicken.
Have we done Kentucky? At least not in a while.
I don't know. Yeah. So far, 2 states that we haven't really been to much. Kentucky, yeah. though, I mean... Kentucky Fried Chicken. So they're like, they invented the fried chicken, right? Nobody else had it before them. At least that's what I've been led to believe.
Yes.
Based on commercials and such.
You know what? I was watching Mad Men the other night. Here's what we could do for Kentucky.
The sun shines bright on the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer and the darkies are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day.
Good job, Roger
okay.
Sterling.
Okay. All right, then. That was something.
Yep. So how you doing, Kentucky?
Oh, Kentucky. Surprised we haven't visited more often.
Yeah. So here's the story in Kentucky. A man reportedly on the sex offender registry was accused of public masturbation in a park.
Of course.
But he blames the whole thing on a random groundhog.
Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Wait, what? He blames it on a groundhog? You don't understand, officer. I was just going about my day when I saw that sexy, sexy groundhog.
No, not like that, no.
Oh, okay. What do you mean not like that? How else could he blame a groundhog?
Let me explain the story here.
Okay.
An unidentified victim told police that a man was following her and another individual around a public park. He had his pants down and his privates exposed. The suspect, 53-year-old Robert...
Is he just walking around with his pants around his ankles?
The suspect, 53-year-old Robert McCoy, told police that, quote, it was all just a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
Because, quote, I was peeing in the area, and then my pants fell down, and then a groundhog startled me, and I ran away.
Shh, total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Ah! The groundhog.
What did you think the groundhog was going to do? Leap up and bite your Johnson? Come on.
It startled me.
But also.
Possibly can. Shh. Total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
But also, he talks about how he was peeing in the area.
Yeah.
Which, one, also still illegal, friend. That doesn't make it not illegal. And, okay, so the groundhog scares you. You're just going to run away with your pants down? Where are you running? Are you going to run all the way home with your pants down? You're telling me you didn't have a chance to pull them up after you escaped from that ferocious groundhog? I was going to call it a hamster.
He said that, quote, when the groundhog startled him, he quickly turned and ran away,
uh-huh.
which is possibly the reason why a passerby might have thought I was exposing myself.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And in order to run, of course, he had to hold his stuff in place.
Right.
And rub it. Rigorously.
Shh. Total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
McCoy is charged with first-degree sexual abuse. Because he has been previously listed as a sex offender.
No. Those were all groundhogs, too.
Everything was groundhogs.
Everything was groundhogs.
The groundhogs just have a vendetta for him.
Yeah, those damn groundhogs.
God damn it.
They just want to ruin his life is what it is.
Yeah.
It's groundhogs. Scaring them.
How about we go to this?
Also, hold on. Why are your pants all the way down? Like, if you're peeing in the area, can't you just do, like, a little, like, unzip?
No.
You gotta pull your pants all the way down.
Yes, just let it fly.
Just let it fly. See the type of person that goes into like a public bathroom and just like whoosh, pants all the way down to the floor?
Yes. That's and then a groundhog comes up.
And then a groundhog and he just runs out of the bathroom with his pants off.
Yeah.
I was peeing in the area. Who says that? What do you mean you were peeing in the area? Oh, this is my pee area. Just this general vicinity.
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's get to this story. We're going to University of Texas.
Okay.
Just one thing to another. A woman was arrested after she allegedly grabbed the genitals of a University of Texas police officer and told the officer that, quote, it was no big deal. I just thought you were hot.
Silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
43-year-old Bonnie Faye Terracino was spotted by the officer outside of a drugstore late Friday in Austin, Texas, with an open can of beer. The cop then conducted a background search and found that Terracino had outstanding warrants for public intoxication. The university officer then placed Terracino in the back seat of his police vehicle before she fell over and landed on the ground. Terracino, getting up, grabbed the cop's genitals and rubbed them. Yeah, she was thinking maybe she could get off easily.
Maybe.
As you possibly can. Shh. Total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Actual audio.
Terracino allegedly told Martin on the way to the county correctional complex, quote, why are you so good looking but yet so mean?
Now she's trying I guess that's not flattery. She's calling him mean, but she's also calling him good looking.
Yeah. When the cop said that she is going to jail, that's when she said, quote, you're hot, man. That's why I grabbed you. Is this really this illegal?
Shh. Total silence. Yes, please touch that some more.
Yes, it is still illegal.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I can't just walk down the street and be like, wow, you're hot, so I just grabbed your boobs.
Yeah.
Duh.
Right? Is it really that illegal?
Is it really that illegal to just fondle anybody you want to at any time?
Come on.
And your excuses while you're hot?
Really? It's a compliment.
It's a compliment, yeah.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
You should be flattered I just fondled you.
Yeah.
Now let me do it again. Like, no, that's not the way polite society works. You can't just greet somebody by grabbing them.
Hello,
honk honk. We got a little tweak in here.
Yeah. Ooh, nice and firm.
You're particularly firm today. Thank you for that.
Terracino was charged with assault on a public servant and public intoxication.
Serves are right. You got to learn somehow. You can't just grab people whenever you want to.
No. All right. I got a couple of Florida stories here for you. So buckle up, everybody. Going to Florida.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
And here you go. I know you love these stories, Mike.
All right, let's do it. What do you got for me?
Deputies in Marion County said that a Florida man stuffed more than $1,000 into his rectum in an attempt to hide it from deputies after he was arrested.
Hoo-ah!
Oh, yeah.
What denomination were those bills in?
Hoo-ah!
Early morning on Saturday, 26-year-old Patron Stokes.
Patron?
It's not Patron.
Patron?
Patron. There's an E in there, which is weird. Patreon?
Patreon?
P-A-T-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon? I don't know.
Is it like French?
I don't think so.
Patreon?
I don't think so. This is Florida. They're not that fancy.
they're not that cultured in Florida.
Yeah. Pat Stokes. I'm just going to go with Pat.
There you go. Pat Stokes.
Screw it. I don't know what your name is. 26-year-old. We're professional here.
Yeah. What's your name? Don't care. Yeah. This is your name now.
26-year-old Pat Stokes was pulled over on the highway for speeding. The deputy who pulled Stokes over said that he could smell marijuana coming from the vehicle. After searching the vehicle, deputies found 197 grams of meth, a rock of crack cocaine, and 4 grams of heroin.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy was...
A drugstore going on over there.
Yeah, he was not playing around here.
Oh, now you fucked up! You have fucked up now!
Stokes also had marijuana and a large amount of money. Stokes was charged with trafficking meth, trafficking heroin, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug equipment. Officials say that when he arrived at the jail, the money Stokes had on him appeared to disappear.
He's a magician, don't you know that?
Stokes said that deputies had already collected the money, but detention deputies then noticed something quite unusual. Deputies noticed that $20 bills were falling out of his butt.
Oh, this is the weirdest pinata ever.
He's a walking money.
He's an ATM.
Yeah,
that's the worst ATM ever.
He's the ass ATM.
Well, that's what it stands for. ATM, ass telling machine.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, right? Isn't that what it stands for?
His ass is a slot machine.
Hello.
I can just picture somebody yelling that into someone's butt cheeks. Hello!
Hello!
What do you got up there?
Hello!
Oh, man.
I just want to see video of him trying to walk and, like, just...
And there's just money.
Just flowing out.
So this was $1,000, yes?
In $20 bills.
In $20 bills.
Hello!
That's 50 bills he tried to cram up his butt.
Hoo-ah!
Boy.
After a, quote, necessary but undesirable process, the officials and the detention deputies located $1,090 in U.S. currency hidden in his rectum.
I just realized something.
What?
Like, that money probably goes back into circulation, doesn't it?
Great.
Think about how much butt money you have in your wallet right now.
There you go. You might have butt money on you.
Oh, man, I do not like this new revelation I just found out about.
Hello!
Yeah, you might have butt money.
Well, they say, don't they, wasn't there like a study once that says like money has like, this is going to be gross.
Yeah, there's
but fecal particles and like cocaine.
Yeah,
and,
there's a, out of all the denominator, out of all the bills in circulation, there's a 1% chance you have a bill that was either used for cocaine, and there's a 1% chance that there's some type of fecal matter on it.
Oh, man. That's gross.
Money is dirty.
Money is dirty.
So there's a 2% chance your bill is effed up.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many bills you've handled in your life.
Yep.
You've handled lots of different people's fecal matter.
At some point.
And cocaine.
And cocaine.
Man.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're all creepy criminals.
All right, I got another Florida story for you.
All right.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Let's do, we're going to do this one, because this one's weird to think of. Florida police are searching for a person for his reputation of leaving behind a not-so-pleasant surprise behind multiple local businesses in the area. A shirtless, bearded man who is being known as Crapper Man.
Really? Crapper Man?
Was caught on camera defecating behind a jewelry store at 10 a.m. Tuesday
wow.
morning. Broad daylight.
Broad daylight. Just letting it rip. These stories always, it's just like, go before you leave the house. Or like, find a public bathroom.
The incident wasn't noticed until an employee almost stepped in the evidence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
That could be bad. Store owner Joey Tinklepaw.
No, stop. That is not a real name.
Yes, it is.
Tinklepaw?
Yeah.
Okay, so a story with a guy who's called the Crapper has another guy named Tinklepaw.
Yes. This is...
And the next person's name is Poo Poo Head.
This is Florida.
Oh, man.
Store owner Joey Tinklepaw stated in a Facebook post that, quote, "This is just plain nasty. People have no respect for others anymore. We need to find this dirty Crapper Man."
Okay.
The suspect has also left bad presents behind at 7-Eleven and a laundromat. Officers have had no luck finding the Crapper Man, but are actively searching for him. So...
just, like, stake out those locations and wait for him to come back.
Yeah, so keep an eye out, Florida. Particularly Crestview. This is the Crest...
okay.
The Crestview area.
So keep your eyes peeled for the Crapper Man.
Yeah, somebody's taking a dump in public.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't want to get into it too much, but, like, just think of the logistics, man. It's like...
a lot of chili.
A lot of chili. Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, man.
Let's go to this story here. Going to Tallahassee.
Okay, another Florida.
Yeah. This is weird.
Tallahassee, that's in the panhandle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Tallahassee man is in custody after police say that he robbed an Appalachian Parkway pizza joint with his five-year-old son in tow.
All right.
Oh, isn't that great?
That is a... what is this, a father-son bonding experience?
Yeah, that's pretty nice. You know? Yeah. Oh, father and son bonding moment.
That's so beautiful.
Aww.
Applause?
Applause and awe.
It really is heartwarming.
34.
I'm going to go rob a store with my dad.
Yeah, it'll be...
a pizza place.
Quality bonding moment.
Now listen here, little Timmy. This is how you hold the gun. Okay, Pa.
34. Pa, what is this? It's a little house on the prairie.
Yeah, apparently.
Come on, Pa.
Come on, Pa. Let's rob us some pizza huts. What? Because
yes.
I had Pizza Hut on the
There's
prairie.
Pizza Hut on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
You just go 400 miles in that direction in that cornfield, and it's right there on the left next to the Scarecrow. Pizza Hut. Prairie Pizza Hut.
34-year-old Kevin Armstrong had been charged with burglary of an unoccupied structure, grand theft, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
That's a crime?
Yeah. You're corrupting
wow.
the youth. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a crime, though. Like, where's the line, though? Like, if you teach a kid a bad word, is that delinquency?
No. I don't think
like,
so.
Like, hey, kid, say poop. You get arrested for that?
No, but if you tell him to become Crapper Man, that's not good.
Hey, kid, go start crapping out front of businesses.
Anyway, Armstrong was seen on surveillance video at Bubba's Pizza. As what a name.
What a respected establishment.
As he forced his way into the business's back door. He was later located at his apartment less than a mile away, where toilet paper stolen from the restaurant, as well as a folder and other paper items from Bubba's Pizza, were also found. So this guy stole money, but then also stole, like, toilet paper and stationery.
That's so weird.
Hey, man, I could really use this legal-sized paper. Like,
I've been dying for a legal pad.
Wow.
That's so weird. That's really weird.
I need money, but I also need stationery.
Why don't you just buy the stationery with the money you steal?
I'm already this far in. I might as well.
Might as well, yeah.
Sweep it into the bag.
Yeah, just... He doesn't even know what he's stealing. He's just grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
Grabbed a stapler, you know, like a pizza, a rolling pin. He's just grabbing everything.
Reviewing surveillance video, investigators saw Armstrong also attempt to enter two other businesses before getting into the pizza shop. They also saw the five-year-old son carrying toolboxes to help him out.
Oh, see?
This is nice.
Aww.
See, they're helping him out.
This is... one of the most heartwarming stories we've ever had on the Odd News.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's so touching.
Dad, you want a screwdriver?
All right, son, now hand me the wire cutters. Oh, man.
It was evident that the child was instructed to bring the toolbox and cover his face. He's learning.
Well, you got to start them young.
That's right.
Of course.
He's learning.
You know, if you're going to be dedicated to a life of crime, it takes a lot of hard work and practice.
Yep. Armstrong has been arrested, and he has not made bail, so he's stuck in jail.
What about the kid?
No, the kid's fine.
The kid was an accomplice, though.
I guess he's viewed as not of the age to make a decision, I guess.
I don't know. He's going to become a hardened criminal now.
Well, he already knows.
Robbing pizza joints from the East Coast to the West Coast.
He already knows the toolboxes.
That's
and
right.
And he knows to cover his face, so that's pretty good.
It's all you need to know.
He's there.
He's smarter than at least 60% of the other criminals in the Odd News.
I think so. I think
maybe even 70% of the other criminals.
I think you're right. All right, and I got one last Florida Odd News story to wrap up the segment here.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
And this is just weird to imagine. Martin County Sheriff's deputies were called to the local post office about a suspicious person. Dispatchers said that they had gotten calls about a man who was sitting on the floor of a post office lobby. Investigators found a man on the floor when they arrived. His eyes were closed, and he said, quote, "I'm tired. And I have pen ink in my eye."
Okay.
When the dispatchers offered to get him help, that's when he refused to move. And that's when he also demanded that, quote, "I have to speak to the post office manager because I'm going to sign a contract to buy this post office."
What?
Oh.
That came out of left field.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
I'm going to buy this post office.
I thought he like wanted to steal something, or he had just committed a crime. Like, no, he wants to buy the post office. Okay. Can you buy a post office?
I don't think so.
It's government run.
Yeah, it's a government property.
That's like if I just went to Narstown, like I'm going to buy the courthouse. And they're like, well, I guess so. Here you go.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know actually. I don't know how that works.
If it's a government property, I don't think so. Uh-uh.
But eventually, like, they don't just keep those properties forever, right? Like, if you don't no longer need a post office.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't think
so. I'm going to look it up.
Can you buy
a post office?
Unless the post office becomes defunct and then you just buy the land, you can do
right.
that. But you can't actually buy a working post office. I highly doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know. Buying and owning a post office. It's a New York Times article from 1981.
Yeah, I don't think this is happening. Anyway, let me continue the story here.
this is so weird. Okay, this is not answering my question.
The man said that he had no identification on him. He said that he was born in 1972, but when he was asked his age, the man said, I'm not good with numbers, so 35. That sounds like something you would say.
That is something I would say. I'm just going to round up a couple years.
Yeah,
or down 35. A couple years.
I don't know. Take that.
How do you not? I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't care about birthdays. Maybe he lost track at some point. How do you not know how old you are? Or at least like in the general vicinity of your age.
If he
just picked a random number.
If you were born in 1972, that would make you
you're at least 40.
45.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're 10 years off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big gap. I understand if you're like a couple years off, but...
I'm not good with numbers, 35.
Not good with numbers, I'll just say 409. Like, sir, that's impossible. Okay, 17.
The postal supervisor said that he asked the man to leave, but he refused and just sat down. The man repeatedly declined to leave after deputies told him to leave, and it got to a point where the deputies had to arrest him on a charge of trespassing. But because he provided the excuse that I'm not good with numbers, so 35,
right,
to a law enforcement officer, he was also charged with providing false information to a law enforcement officer. So he has been stuck in the county jail without bail.
See that? You got to remember your age.
Yeah.
That sucks, though. What happens if you're like a year off? Like, what happens if I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm 27? It's like, no, you're not. You're 28. You're in jail now.
You're in jail now.
You're in jail right this second.
Right now. You go to jail.
Immediately.
Right then and there. You go to jail.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No. And do not collect the post office.
Do not collect the post office.
This is Florida Monopoly.
You buy properties like the post office and the local liquor store.
Right. And the guy where Crapper Man craps outside.
The Crapper Man craps,
That's the purple... crappy
I was gonna say those are like the railroads instead of the railroads. It's like crap stations.
No. What's the purple cheap one? Baltic Avenue?
I think it's Baltic Avenue.
Yeah. That's Crapper Man's 7-Eleven.
Crapper Circle.
Crapper Man 7-Eleven.
There you go.
$5.
$5. What's the post office then? What is the Florida Monopoly equivalent of Boardwalk? I mean, realistically, it's probably Disney World, but...
Yeah, realistically, it would be that.
But is there an odd news version?
In the odd news, I would say the restaurant where the guy freaked out and jumped off of the restaurant outside area when he got the bill for the... Do you remember the story?
Oh, yes! Yeah, it was a rapper.
Yeah, it was a rapper, yeah.
And he saw the bill, and he's like, oh, I can't pay that, and he just left.
Right, he jumped off.
He jumped into the ocean and started swimming.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to stop until he hits Africa. Like, where are you going?
Right.
And his excuse was, do you remember his excuse? Because I do.
What?
His friend was pregnant. Or his friend was giving birth.
Right,
you don't remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
My friend is giving birth.
Yes.
Okay.
So that restaurant establishment.
That's Boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Okay. I like it.
And there you go.
There you go. It's official.
There you go. Florida Odd News Monopoly. We'll have to put that in production. And that's what we have for you this week in the non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. But before we officially wrap this week's episode up, let's go over what have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn.
Because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned?
Well, first up, of course, Florida Odd News Monopoly is hitting store shelves this holiday season.
Yep, we're going to do it.
It's fun for the entire family. You can get together a group of people and laugh your asses off and, you know, enjoy reminiscing about those great moments like that guy jumping off of the restaurant pier or, you know, crapper guy crapping in front of buildings. So many great moments. Or buying a post office, that's right. Yeah, if you collect the post office and the Waffle House, that's like the Waterworks and the Electric Company, right?
You're in.
There you go. But speaking of post offices, we came to the conclusion that we don't think you can buy one.
No, I highly doubt that.
Yeah, but it's not going to stop me from trying, damn it. And to, in order to do it, you have to sit in the middle of the lobby and tell me you have pen ink in your eyes.
Yes.
Which, by the way, how do you get pen ink in your eyes?
Squeeze a pen too hard?
Did you, like, snap a pen in half and drip it into your eyeball?
I guess. That's the only way. No,
think about it. How would you get pen ink in your eyes?
I don't know.
Right? It's pretty hard, isn't it?
It's Florida.
It's Florida. Anything. That's what we learned. Anything is possible in Florida.
Yes.
It's where your dreams come true.
Or
nightmares. Your nightmares. Yeah. But we also learned that bringing tools and a mask to your crimes means that you're instantly smarter than about two-thirds or three-quarters of the criminals in the Odd News.
Good job.
Yeah. Really doesn't take much, people.
We're getting there.
Also, speaking of robbing places, robbing pizza parlors can be a great father-son bonding experience.
Yes. Way to bring the family together.
That's right. You got to bring little Timmy up in the ways of the family business.
Yep.
That's robbing pizza places in Florida.
Excellent.
Yes.
Fun for the whole family.
So heartwarming. And finally, I learned that you right now in your wallet have lots of butt money.
Yeah.
It's been
are.
In people's butts.
Yep.
That 20 right there you're holding, I don't know why you're holding the 20 right now, but it's been in somebody's butt.
Probably.
Just think about that.
Yep. Or it has cocaine on it. So sniff it.
Or both. So. That was the aftertaste in that woman's
meth.
Yeah. It was butt.
All right. And there you go. That's what we learned on this week's episode of the Crisp Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't f***ing know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Oh, man, and there you go. Another episode in the books. This has been a crazy episode.
Yes, yes,
it
has been.
We had to talk about boxing in the sports sampler.
Something I know nothing about.
Which is rare.
Then we had a very special guest on.
Yes,
the
that's
entertainment
right.
entree.
And then we had the Odd News. So
yeah.
The whole trifecta there of the Crisp Noodle Podcast. One more time, something that Declan was here for to promote this event, Lillipalooza. This was a great event to help a little girl named Liliana who was going through stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. And she's been battling through rounds of chemo, and she's still fighting. But she is bravely fighting it, and it's an amazing fight. And if you want to help out, go check out the website that they have put on called herewecome.org. If you also want to send a direct message, the Wolfpack that fights for cancer is supporting her. You can email wolfpackfightscancer@gmail.com. They're also having an event at the Perky Omen Sportsman Association Saturday, September 23rd from 1 to 9 as well. So plenty of ways to help her out. Go check it out.
Definitely go help out in any way that you can. Keep up the good fight. It's a very worthwhile cause.
Yes. But as for us, this is the Crisp Noodle Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, @TheCrispyNoodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. You get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday. So make sure to search for, download, and subscribe to The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
That's right. We also have a SoundCloud page with the mini noodles. So go to the SoundCloud page, search the Crisp Noodle Podcast, and you can see all of the promos that we have there.
So many ways to get in touch with and share the Crisp Noodle Podcast. If you want to get in touch with us individually, you can find us on Twitter. I'm @MikeyCostanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I'm @RichLiebig, RichLiebig. Find us on Twitters. Let us know what's going on. But for now, this has been the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. That will do it. We will see you guys next week.
See you guys
later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Okay, listen up, everybody. I'm Donald Trump. You might remember me from such elections as the 2016 election. It was the biggest election, the best election, mostly because I won. Now, if you like podcasts, and I like podcasts, let me tell you about podcasts. I've listened to some podcasts in my time because I'm Donald Trump, and I listen to the best podcasts. And the best podcast I listen to is my own podcast. We're the best at the podcasting. But if I had to pick a second podcast, it would be the Crispy Noodle Podcast. It's the best podcast for 2017. Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2017.